numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for visiting with me. One more time in the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist and a medium, and I have something new to tell you tonight along the lines of mediumship. I have expanded my offerings to you as far as that blessed gift that I have in order to give it to you to see if I can be of service. And so I am delighted to be with you one more time. You know, we always have fun here in the magical world of numbers. And of course, in December, I am talking about my favorite number, the number 3, which is a personal number of mine, but it's just such a happy number. It's a self-expressive number. And know that I am going to continue to chat with you about the number 3, every which way but loose, and all of the various ramifications of it and how it applies and whatever. But you know, on a personal note, I want to just stop here and wish my baby sister a happy birthday. Today is her birthday. She's starting to become an old broad. What can we say? But it is her happy birthday, and I send her love and good wishes. And she was born in December, which is a 12-3 we are going to talk about in next week's show. And she is stereotypical of an energy that is connected to the number 3. She's a great artist, a communicator, a writer, a teacher, on and on and on and on. So happy birthday, baby sister. Tonight, I want you to be sure you have pencil and paper in hand and know that I am going to chat with you about either a birthday number or the letters in your birth name. And so in your birth name, I want you to write your birth name down, and I want you to look for the letters C as in cat, L as in lily pad, U as in Optigrove, CLU, in some fashion are all connected to the number 3. And I want you to put a circle around every letter in your birth name that has a C, L, and a U, because we're going to talk about when there is just the right amount of numbers of 3 in your birth name, and when we're a little overload, and some of us don't have any CLs in you. And those are our poor babies that are really going to struggle with some issues in this particular incarnation. And so it's very important for you to have your birth name in front of you today. Know that your birth name to me as an esoteric numerologist is assigned the numbers 1 through 9, which is a 2,600-year-old code system that gives me human attitudinal behavioral interpretations of numbers. And then Also, in my bigger readings, personal readings that I do for my clients, I also use a Chaldean system, numbers 1 through 8, that correlate to the codes found in your birth name. Your birth name represents to me information that you have accumulated through human being experiences in previous incarnations. And so know that your birth name is your toolbox that you're coming in here. And the letters by code, C, L, and U, tell me the gifts connected to the number 3, which we're talking about pretty much most of December, that is going on in this particular moment of time, in this particular incarnation. Your birth name is like your suitcase of past life memories coming in here. So today, we're going to talk about the letters C, L, and U. And I call this the smiley face numbers, the sunshine numbers. We just kind of, sort of, absolutely love this number. It's really creative and optimistic and chatty Cathy. Sometimes, and I know from personal experience, because I have a child who was born on the 3rd, which we'll chat about in a moment, and this, anyone who has a proliferation of 3s in their toolbox, in their suitcase coming in here, they have a gift for words, and sometimes to the point that you want them to shut up. They will talk, and they will talk, and they will talk, and talk, and talk, and talk, and talk, and wear you out. And you want to say, okay, fine, I'm going to go take a nap. One of the subconscious reasons for that, and they don't even know they're doing it, is the fact that that talking is a shield, is a wall that is thrown up in front of whomever to keep the whomever at a distance from them, because the talkers frequently are very shy. They do not want people to come and know who they like really, really, really are. And so they throw up this wall of verbiage where they are in control. They allow the other person to get as close as they want them to be, to the point where they can wear out the other person that says, oh, I think I'm going to go get a martini when it's at a party. Many, many, many comedians have a number 3 code, very prevalent in their birth names, in their energy fields. They are shy people. And when they get on stage, number 3, they talk and talk and talk and talk. And the audience loves them and applauds them and tells them they're great and wonderful. And when they come off stage, they are recluse. They are introspective. They are shy people. We need to be aware of this in the people that we deal with. The number 3 vibration as a personality can be dramatic. Hello, this is the actor. This is the energy on stage, verbally, creativity, self-expression, on stage, everybody's friend. This is the artist. This is the life of the party. Everybody's friend. That person, heads up, is probably the shyest, most introspective person at the party. And just be aware of that. And that's okay. There's not a problem with that. is a shield that is being thrown up. And so let's talk a little bit about the person's personality, their birthday number. Your birthday number, every soul chooses the day that they want to be born. Before they're born, they choose this day and the time and the millisecond and the location and the parents and everybody else involved. So some choose to be born on the 3rd or the 12th or the 21st or the 30th. They all add down to a 3. And so a soul who's born on a plain old ordinary 3, I mean a 3 is a 3 is a 3. They're very intuitive. They have absolutely psychic impulses. Very expressive. They have a mental capacity. Thinking about things, which is kind of good, actually. Because it counterbalances a lot of impulsiveness. And so any kind of creative ventures, writing, entertaining, excellent for sales. Speaking, sales, very good. They have to, however, avoid restlessness and impatience and intolerance towards others. Can be very critical people. Very, very critical people. I do not like the way that neighbor of mine is taking care of their hedges. I don't like this. I don't like that. Can be very critical. If someone is born on the 12th of any month, makes no difference, any month, and the birthday number is your personality, your birthday number is your temperament. And there are compatible temperaments and incompatible temperaments. But the compatible temperaments are those that are born on 3 that adds down to a 3 or a 6 or a 9. These are the artists. Now, I'll tell you straight up, they're not the most practical people in the world. And sometimes number 3 birthday numbers link up with number 4 birthday numbers or number 8 birthday numbers, and there's a clash. Number 3 is like a little butterfly. Number 4 is like a stone stuck in the mud. There's a clash. But they counterbalance each other, and if they can work it out in their relationships, it's a good balance. But it is kind of sort of a struggle, what can I say? So, back to the number 3. Those that are born on the 12th, which adds to a 3, are very imaginative and intelligent and kind of sort of have a magnetic flair for design and color and speaking and the law, lecturing, and music. That number 2 in there is very connected to music. But they really have to guard against moodiness and starting projects and not finishing projects. They're not good finishers. I had this great idea and let's do this and whatever, okay, fine. But they don't have the practicality to finish that can make their partners and everyone else around them a little crazy. Now, what if a person chooses to be born on the 21st? Any kind of work in an art form is going to bring success and recognition, you know, especially in publishing or singing or advertising, music again, any kind of journalism. This is a very affectionate and friendly birthday number. But they kind of have to sort of be cautious about seesaw emotions. up one day, down another day, up and down, it is an energy that says moodiness, brooding, and can get a little suspicious, actually. And who needs that? But the number 2 of the number 21, when there is a what is called technically a compound number. A compound number is different from a double number. 12, 21, 30 are compound numbers, two numbers together that are not the same numbers together. If it's 22, 22, 33, 33, that's called a double number. We're talking about something different here. When we have a compound number, 12, 21, 30, whatever number leads the way is the first number in the 21 or the 12. The 2 leads the way. And the number 2 is fear, is moodiness, is brooding, can be suspicious because of its fears. Well, who needs that aggravation? Then we get to the number 30 of any month. Anyone who's born on any day of the 30 in any month of the 12 months makes no difference. They're very sociable. See, that number 3 is leading the way. But they can be very restless. They have a lot of energy. And the interesting thing is, when they become ill, if they become ill for some reason, in my personal opinion, illness is an emotional issue that needs to be addressed. That the emotions are the force field of the soul, and when the soul is out of balance, the energy goes somewhere, it internalizes, and it bangs all over the body, the breath, the liver, the this, the that, the colds, my immune system, blah, 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 blah. But the cool thing is about the number 3, and especially a 30, which adds to a 3. It applies to all 3s, but the 30, is they don't stay sick long. They bounce right back. They heal rather quickly because it is an internal energy of vitality. It is an energy of, okay, got this, been there, done that, back we go. Very optimistic, very positive. And anyone who's born on the 30th has excellent managerial skills. But there can be a little obsessive, a little excessive, and they, you know, want everything to be right. A little spiffy doodle. They have to get a good education. Because it's the education that will give them the focus and the discipline and the organization that is very, very important to stabilize them, if you will. With your pens on paper that you have right now, I want you to add together the day you were born, the month you were born. No, the month you were born, the day you were born, and add together all the 4 digits of the year that you were born. That's going to give me what is called your life path number. Month, day, and year of birth. Many numerologists think this is the most important number for a person to know. Now, I actually get a little rash when I have clients say to me, I'm a 3, I'm a 6, I'm a 7, I'm a whatever. No, you are not. What they're talking about is the very basic. It's on every website. It's just like everywhere on the internet. The month, day, and year of birth that you were born adds down to a single number. That indicates your contract with God. It indicates what your soul, prior to incarnation, I'm an esoteric numerologist. I look at you in my readings to see, what have you packaged? What have you decided to put together in this lifetime for your spiritual growth, for your improvement? It's not who you are. Who you are as a soul comes from all the vowel totals of your birth name, which I tell you in the readings that I do for you, in your natal reading, your blueprint reading, and most of the time in your yearly readings of 2014 and 15. What's happening in 2014 in my life? That's who you are. What you are here to improve upon spiritually, work at as a major issue, comes from adding your month and your birth. And then, once you get that, which is important, like a plot line in a novel, what you decided to improve upon, to get better at doing, it also then is an indicator of your jobs, of your careers, of your vocations, that your soul's going to keep you on all throughout this whole incarnation, zigging and zagging, every which way but loose, but the theme will remain the same. If you listen to your guidance, if you follow the yellow brick road, if you don't deviate from it, you stay on it, you will find that your soul will keep you on this path in some capacity. The only difference will be if someone has a number 5 life path number. They're just going to be all over the board. But the number 3 life path number, from adding your month, day, and year of birth together, so I want you to have pens on paper now, says that in this lifetime, potential careers are that of an artist, even a cosmetician, someone who does makeup and things, artistry, a musician, an actor on a stage, a writer, a speaker. The number 3 is about the voice. And a lot of times, heads up, a lot of times when we are angry at someone for some reason and we don't use our voice to tell them how we feel, and souls that have a lot of 4s and 8s in their charts that I do for them have problems with this. They feel, but they're not talkers. Talking is an energy. It has to come out of the heart, out of the mind, through the mouth, out into space. And when we do not send that energy explosion out of our body, it is an energy. It has to go somewhere. And where does it go? It goes inside and bangs around in our throats, in our livers, anger, kidneys, anger. In our breasts, in our ovaries, where I'm taking care of everybody else and nobody's taking care of me. And so the number three is about the voice. Throat problems, laryngitis, strep throat. It's stuck energy. Who are you angry at? And I tell my clients, if for some reason you cannot verbalize how you feel, what you're feeling, I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pencil, and I want you to write it. And you're not to edit it. And you are use every word that comes out of your psyche, and you write it, and you write it, and you write it. And you don't have to punctuate it and formulate it and paragraph it and everything else. Because some people, fours and eights, have that little issue about them. Let her rip. Get that energy out. Say how you feel. Now, the issue is with the number threes that they're saying how they feel all the time. You kind of sort of want them to shut up because they're always saying how they feel, good, bad, or indifferent. So these are the speaker energies, the advertiser, the public speaker, the drama coach, the person who absolutely, and this is very interesting, can have psychic pursuits. In a birth name, there should be at least one letter in a birth name, the way we Americans spell our name. But there should be at least one letter, C, L, or U, that has a number three. Interestingly enough, the number three is about psychic ability. And when I do a chart for my clients, and I look at their vows, and they come up with the number three, which is a soul vibration, who they are emotionally, who are they as souls, and they have a number three, that tells me that soul is a naturally gifted medium, naturally gifted psychic, has great ability to connect to the spirit world, where all creativity is. That's why this number is the number of the artist, of the musician, who can just sit down at a piano and start creating, or a violin, or a canvas, or whatever, because they have an energetic field that opens to the spirit world, which is exactly where all creativity is. Creativity is not earthbound. It is spirit-bound. And the number threes are blessed that they have that PVC pipe connects between earth and spirit. And they get these hunches and these ideas, and they are naturally gifted mediums and intuitives. Now, this is who they are as soul. It shows up in their charts. Whether they used it or not in other lifetimes, different story. Whether they're here in this lifetime to open up that wonderful Pandora's box, might be while they're here. They've got it. It's like, hello, let's use it. Thank you very much. And I am very blessed, personally, to have this gift. I have a three soul. I am an artist. I am a writer, a creator, a designer, all of these things that I'm telling you. I'm not telling you from my perspective. I'm telling you, like, what is, technically. But I am very blessed to be gifted with all these threes. And so know that, let's count how many threes are in your birth name. There should be one letter three, which says, okay, this person has good enthusiasm, very creative. They have ideas and feelings. They're probably good writers. But at the same time, they have a kind of a sort of a sense of self-importance, personal feelings. But it's kind of sort of not uncommon for there to be two threes. That's not uncommon. Although, really, 1-3 is sort of average. When there's too many threes, 4-5 threes, 4 or 5 letters in a birth name that are C, L, and U. Well, now, we need a little tweaking to occur. Too many threes gives a person in human now a strong sense of self-interest, sometimes selfishness, sometimes very scattered energies, a lack of focus. They're here, there, and everywhere. When this occurs, I call this the hummingbird vibration. You ever watch a hummingbird? They're flapping, flapping, flapping all around. They don't stop. They don't settle. They take this and they're flapping, flapping, flapping while they're doing it. There's a tendency when there's many threes to talk too much. Why? Because there's too much emotion. And they run their gums and they talk and talk and they wear people out, as I've said. And it's a lot of wasted energy. Too many threes say, I need admiration and romance and popularity, which makes them very important for happiness and makes them feel successful when they're popular. There's a contradiction here, however, because the number three along these lines is really an introvert. And they'll go to a party and everyone thinks they're their friends and they're the life of the party and whatever. But the bottom line is they want to go home to their apartment, their home, their quiet, their peace and quiet, and be alone. It is such a contradiction. Number three, these are not the worker bees in life. Number threes do not like hard physical work. However, if they're doing something that they really like, they might not like gardening and digging ditches and whatever. But if they latch on to a project, a creative project, working in the garage, fixing the car, painting a paint, whatever, they will work very long hours. And they'll work very patiently in order to get results. Well, what if there are no threes in your birth name? This becomes what is called a challenge. Technically, it is called a karmic lesson. And this is a biggie. There are two things that we want to chat about as far as the karmic lesson goes. When there is no number assigned to specific letters in a birth name. Your suitcase coming in here that says you have no idea from other lifetimes, you know, kind of sort of how to do that. And your soul then, in this lifetime, will present you with emotional situations first, because the emotions are the force field of the soul. The emotions are the vehicle through which spirit guides you. Many people coming into this incarnation are afraid to show their emotions. they are blocked. And memory-wise, rightly so. They are blocked in past life memories where they try to express their emotions, because the emotions belong to every human experience. And we're shot down or not allowed or developed a different value system. And it shows in the readings that I do for them that in this lifetime, easy way or hard way, their heart is going to crack open like a nutcracker with a walnut at Christmas. And I always send them love and compassion. And the more powerful the person, the more powerful the nutcracker. But it is important that that occurs, because the emotions are the force field of the soul. And the soul is saying to them, their higher power is saying to them, you need to listen, be in touch with, through your feelings, your soul, because the answers are within. So many folks forget the fact that we are souls. This is not our only incarnation. This is the package, the issue, the game plan that you have put together to play out this time around. That's what's called my blueprint reading, my natal reading. I help you with that. This is not it. It is not once and done. And if you ever want to know what it's like for a soul to experience when it leaves this incarnation and goes and back into the ethers, back into spirit, I really recommend a sweet, sweet, sweet book, really good, easy reading, called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, by Annie Kagan. You will get a clear understanding of what it's like when we pass out of this incarnation. It is not once and done. It is not one life to live. Every single major spiritual belief system believes in reincarnation. The soul returns to spiritually grow. It returns, it returns, it returns. And so, you bring this baggage with you. And it's not a bad thing. The important thing is to know that you wrote this blueprint that you're playing out. So we're not blaming anybody here. And so the number three, a feeling of self-expression, of taking a risk, of talking, saying how we feel. And if you cannot say verbally how you feel, write it. Most writers, famous writers, were not verbal. They put their feelings or attitudes in books, in writing, in poetry. That's okay. Get that energy out of your psyche. It brings you peace. It's like releasing the helium in a balloon. Because if you keep putting helium in a balloon, and it keeps stretching and stretching, and you don't say how you feel and what you're thinking, that balloon's going to burst. And that is why we have so many mental illness, suicides, people who are despondent, mostly creative people, because they don't take that risk of saying how they feel. And why don't they? Because maybe in other lifetimes they said how they felt and they got shot down. And probably birthed themselves into a family, which is something else I want to talk to you about here quickly. Birthed themselves in a family that when they did discuss how they feel, what they had to say, they got shot down. They were told they were stupid. They were told they didn't fit in that family. And as a child who has no frame of reference, that gets internalized. So the number three, if there's no number three in your birth name, if there's no C, L, or U in your suitcase coming in here, it's called a challenge. And the major problem is that of scattering your energy, going here, there, and everywhere, not having a lot of focus, accomplishing nothing that you start out with. Even though you may have a brilliantly creative mind, very gifted in all of the arts, in the speaking and whatever, there's no completion. And we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. In and out of rehab. In and out of relationships. In and out of marriages. In the name of Ann, I do. So many N's. The letter N has the number 14-5 connected to it. And when I subtract 1 from 4, I get the number 3, which has to do with your values and your worth. And I'll be talking about this this month. It has to do with vacillation, choosing this softer, easier way, being a social butterfly. It is an energy that says, focus your life, even though there's up and down, up and down. The answers are within. Go within. Well, folks go within, but they think they're depressed. Their soul will slow them down. In order for them to spiritually connect to their higher self, I tell you all the time, you are not alone. You are not alone. Your higher self, your soul, has laid out a game plan for you. And it's trying to communicate that to you. When there are obstructions in your life, I always see a crossing guard. Susie Homemaker, crossing guard, jumps out there with her big stop sign while she's crossing children across the street. Her crossing guard, her sign is saying stop. But many of us in this lifetime, because we're scattered, we're here, there, and everywhere, we're not paying attention. We don't pay attention to the stop signs that say, this just ain't worth it. That is there as a protection to you. Always know you are being protected by your higher self, by your angels, by your masters and guides, by your loved ones who have crossed into spirit, who may be totally different in spirit than they have been in human. You could have had the worst parents in the world. But when they go into spirit and they see what they've done, they become little lollipops. Trust me, I channel enough of them. And so know that. Pay attention to your intuition. Your higher self is guiding you. Number three are mediums. Everyone has this capacity, some more so than others. Some know how to play the piano. Some know how to tap dance. Some know how to do violin. Some are good cooks. Some are. They are very gifted, but the answers are within. Now, something unusual, something unique, astrologically, does not apply to everybody. When I do my readings, I ask my clients for their time and their physical location of their birth. Every soul chooses the exact time to be born, the exact location to be born. And I get astrological information that I look at and I share with them. And some things are really more important than others, and give them the information. Well, some souls chose a time to be born when planet Mercury, which, hello, is the planet, the energy of communication. It rules Gemini. It is an energy of talking. It is an energy of communication. It is an energy of scattered, actually. But Mercury is that of the voice. It's that of communication. We'll leave it at that. Well, sometimes when a person chooses to be born, Mercury in that moment of time is in retrograde, taking a nap. It's not fibby doodle. It's kind of going backwards energetically. It is not at full force. And that person is born under that energy of not full force in using their voice, in communicating, in seeing how they feel. And so this person is born under a Mercury retrograde. Oh, this is something special. This does not apply to everyone. It is very unique. I always look for it in the readings that I do. And I send people information about it because 9 times out of 10, it brings them aha moments. So when a person is born under a time when Mercury is retrograde, when Mercury is taking a nap, when it's not moving forward, hello, how are you, let's talk. That indicates to that person's soul experience that in past lives there was some sort of a discrepancy. Something just ain't right here. A discrepancy between words that they were speaking and what they truly thought on their own. These are the people pleasers. And it may be that in order to empower themselves, they did that. They had their own ideas, but they suppressed them. They pushed them down. Or they may have been in a position where it was expected of them to, like, you know, do the party line as politicians do, rather than really speak their truth. They sucked it up. They didn't say verbally. Number 3 is the voice. Say how they feel. So in this way, they invalidated their ideas and their own truth, and then they came into this incarnation with that memory. Remember I told you about memories coming in here. They came into this incarnation feeling out of touch. Out of touch with what they really think. I'm a little confused here. This is who I was, but before I couldn't say it, and I had to suppress it. Now I'm here again. And who am I? And what do I really think? And then it becomes a long process for this soul who has this particular Mercury retrograde at birth to really consciously know who they are, where they stand. And it is frequently connected to the challenge, to the number 3. To the number 3. There is a formula that I use called the challenge number. And when the number 3 comes up, bang, this is usually the issue. So in conversations with other people, those folks that are born under a Mercury retrograde, they can feel really frustrated. I mean, they feel they can't kind of communicate their ideas, get their ideas across clearly or adeptly to other people. And other people shoot them down. This is not true. It's simply that these souls have a higher standard of communication than maybe the family that they were birthed in. I have a client who told me, and her family, this she was born under Mercury retrograde, her parents kept telling her, because she was very verbal and very articulate and very this and very that, her parents kept saying to her, you don't belong in this family. Well, how does that make a child feel? And then she would use verbiage that was educated, and they would mock her, telling her there's no such word as nonsensical. Well, yes, there is. And the damage that I did for, that it did for that young child took quite a while for that mature woman to know that it's okay to say how she feels, to use her words, to teach. There is a need for gaining confidence, therefore, in oneself. As a child, when you're told that you're worth zero, that you don't belong in a family, that what you say has no value, that this and that and the other thing. As a child, you don't know the difference. You don't have a frame of reference. You don't realize that that family is imposing their values of inadequacy upon the child. But it takes time for that child to grow up and realize that it's not her issue. It was their issue. And so those that are born under a Mercury retrograde have to come to a decision of who they are. It takes longer. It's kind of an artistic kind of process. It can be very frustrating when you're trying to tell people and communicate and whatever, and they just don't get who you are. To thine own self be true, Shakespeare said in one of its plays. To thine own self be true. You are responsible for your words, for your decisions, for your identity. When you close your eyes on this incarnation, and you go into the chambers of transition that occur when a soul passes away and moves back into the ethers, you and you alone will look back on this incarnation and take responsibility for the words that you say, number three, for the choices that you make, number seven, for those that you loved, number six, and for the humanity that you cared for, number nine. You and you alone are responsible for your worth. You do not give your power away. You do not be a people pleaser in order for them to like you as you were in other lifetimes with all those threes. If others do not perceive you and the words that you say, now hopefully you're tactful about the things that you say. But you need to feel straight with yourself. To thine own self be true. The answers are within. It's time in your life to be authentic. The number three, especially when there are three, four, five, six number threes in a chart coming into this lifetime, are people pleasers. They give their power away. They do not value selves. The number three is about self-worth. It is about self-valuing. It is about, this is who I am. I love me who I am. I am responsible for the choices that I make. If you don't like it, that's okay. I honor that. This is fine. But I'm not going to allow you, with my free will, to impose your value system onto me and allow me to feel less than because I've given my power away. Numerology is powerful. It's not about balancing your checkbook. I'm an esoteric numerologist. The work that I do tries to help people understand who they are as soul, as spirit coming into this lifetime through the readings that I do. I have a special offer on my website, The Magical World of Numbers. Go there. It says special offers. It's only until the 15th. You can at least find out what's going on in your life in the next 6 months. But if you want to know the bigger picture, it is a natal reading that helps you understand the package that you have put together. Go to my website. I have two, Magical World of Number, ElizabethSummers.com. Same information on both. And I know you're saying, why do you have two? I do. Trust me. Sign up for my newsletter. I am constantly in connection with my clients. I love my clients. I am opening up a whole new field using the gifts I have as a medium. I'm also now opening up a new service of psychic intuitive. You come to me with questions, it's a half-hour reading, and psychically, intuitively, I will give you the guidance that Spirit gives to me. And so we are in a wonderful time. Remember, to thine own self be true. Value yourself. You are divine. You are not alone. You are blessed and you are gifted. So until next time, know that I send you God's white light. And his peace and his harmony. And know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much one more time for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers. Mm-hmm.